already called.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, turn our dial up, turn our dial up, turn our dial up. It's coming on, it's coming on.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk, let's talk, let's talk.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk. Let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk.
Yeah, this is Mark on Radio Talk 101.3 this Friday evening. You're listening to the program Let's Talk. We take you around the world in 1 hour. About 51 minutes down the hour. Make sure you keep that dial tuning because we've got an interview tonight with LIB recording artist African Child. Yeah. So whatever you got to do, if you got something to, you know, take care of right now, make sure you do it right now. Get right back
radio
to the
radio. Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Yeah, keep that dial tuning because it's going to be live tonight right here on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. You know how we do it every Friday and Saturday night. Yeah, we kick it off real nice. Yeah, we're going to be having a live interview tonight with LIB recording artist, musical ambassador, African Child. Yeah, right here on Radio Talk 101.3. So to all the fans, you know, all the supporters, all the lovers of African Child, hey, make sure you keep that dial tuned into Radio Talk 101.3 because we're going to be doing it live tonight with African Child, you know. And the number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at your boy Bismarck, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or family, or you can call during the time we're doing an interview with African Child. You can call in to holler at African Child. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be happening live right here, so keep it tuned. It's Friday night, and you know it's live on the weekend. Yeah, TGIF. We're going to kick it off with something by African Child, the song African Child.
I'm picking people that raise me. It was a night. hustle. Catch me down with a sock. Everything super fly. I pick a child with the wheels and the weed. We don't have to guess, but we make it every key. No joke. So everybody on the hustle. Doing what's up. Giving everybody muscle.
National Sovereignty, FQ and the Child Soldier Movement. Big ups to my boy E-Man, you know, L.I.B. Yeah, what's up? Yeah. And big ups to African Child. Big ups to Poodle, man. Yeah. Poodle had a wonderful interview at our sister station tonight, Radio International. Yeah, it was wonderful. We're going to have African Child on tonight for a live interview right here on Radio Talk 101.3. But before we get into African Child, let's get into something by Peter Cole. A new song by Peter Cole, If You're Ready, I'm Steady. Yeah, we're going to get into the African Child.
You're a pioneer, a large man. You're a big yard, a lord.
Well, you're like a star, you be from afar. That's just what you are. C'est quelque chose que tu dois savoir.
Understand.
Like a guitar fit for a zar. Like a burning cigar.
Jesus,
tu es tout en ta maman et moi.
Child is in the house. African Child, what's up?
What's up, man? What's up?
Hey, it's a pleasure, man. How you been? How you been?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good. We thank God for everything, you know. Everything's been happening real positive, man.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Ladies and gentlemen, it's African Child, LIB recording artist, musical ambassador, African Child, live on Radio Talk 101.3 tonight. So, hey, keep that dial tuned in. We're going to get into something, some conversation with African Child in a minute, but let's get into something by African Child before we get to know African Child. So, African Child, hey, hold on for a minute while we dabble a little bit into your vibes, okay?
No problem.
That's what's up.
You're tuned in to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Bismarck is on the radio right now.
Why dedicate to me to confusion? Confusion brings separation. Separation leads to destruction.
Too many nations, everyone will cause, but not because.
my dedication is you for me, Zion. Because trusting God only, not religion. Never believe confusion can save any nation. Separation is meant to keep us blind, to keep you and me fighting each and every time. To succeed, we must first believe, believe that we can endure stuff in our mind. Confusion, confusion brings separation. Separation leads to destruction. Destruction. New education leads to confusion. Confusion brings separation. Separation leads to destruction.
My name is African Chai, representing Fullest, African all around the world. Definitely a member of the 420 crew. And shout out to everybody out there, whether it be an African or wherever you're from, represent.
That's what's up. That's what's up, African Chai. Hey, man, I just played this song, Brainwash Education.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, you sound like you're some prolific artist out there preaching out the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're looking for. You know, artists with the message, and I like that. Well, I mean, what inspired you into writing this song?
I mean, this song is about basically brainwash education. And everybody know what brainwash education is, but basically it was about things that you know that is going on nowadays, and a lot of time is what is put out there in the media and stuff like that, so that people will believe that that is the truth. And a lot of times that's not the case. Sometimes certain things are said or try to make look like the truth when it's not really the truth. You know what I mean? So that's what brainwash education is.
Okay, that's good. I mean, What led you into music? How did you get started?
Throughout the years I evolved as far as, you know what I mean, I got to know certain aspect of the music better. But if you ask me, I'd be like, I've been doing music since day one. You know what I mean? It's just over
right.
the years
right.
I learned different ways, you know what I mean? Like, for example, when I say that, I mean like, for example, when you start doing music, sometimes you start freestyling. Then
right.
you know what I mean? You evolve into the writing stage of it. And then now, that's not it. You know, you got to go learn as far as the recording. That's another stage. Then, or, you know, performing, that's another stage. Then the beat, that's another stage. So, you know, over the years, I just evolved and grew up. But I've been doing this since day one.
Right, right. And I see you're repping LIB. You're representing LIB. I mean, representing to the fullest, too. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I mean, you're a musical ambassador of Liberia. Looking at the political atmosphere in Liberia right now, the upcoming election, all the candidates and whatnot, what would you say to your fellow Liberian recording artists in Liberia right now that, you know, what would you say to them in regards to what's going on right now? How can you guys, I mean, contribute in a positive way to what's going on to get a good output out of this election?
I mean, first of all, I want to say this first. We know that the election and the atmosphere in Liberia is not going to get worse. It's only going to get better, you know. So let that be known first. There's no more conflict coming back to Liberia. You know, we passed that stage already. So we're looking forward, not backwards. That's number
right.
One. And yes. And number two is, you know what I mean? So everybody, not only artists, but everybody back home right now that want to, we want to help one another. You know what I mean? We want to work together with each other to better our country, and not only better Liberia, but better the whole of Africa.
Yeah. So, you being over here and talking to the cats over there, I mean, they like, wow, we won't see African child, you know what I'm saying? He over there, I mean, are you planning any trips or any tour to Liberia?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the music that I make and the music that we make is not limited to one aspect of the globe. No, I'm not
exactly.
Just to America. Yeah, you know, we definitely got everything coming up in God's time. We're going to be able to do everything that we're supposed to do, you know?
Right. That's good. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3, doing a live interview with a Liberian recording artist, African Child. We're going to get back into some more conversation with African Child to get more depth into knowing him. But let's get into something by African Child called Our People. I mean, before I play this song, African Child, I mean, it says 420 International, L-I-B, huh?
Yeah.
What's up with the 420 International?
I mean, 420 International is a group of individuals, not only for, on this song is three Liberian recording artists. It's me, African Child, Joseph A Living King, and Pulega Takwafina. You just talked to him not too long ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, we are the three on this song, but 420 International is not only Liberian artists. It's artists from, you know, we have people from Jamaica, you heard earlier, Believer, and we have John Furrier.
There's a cross-section of artists.
Yeah, you know, John Furrier. So it's a lot of different artists out there, yeah, and we all came together in our music about positivity, you know what I mean, upliftment.
Right.
And that's 420 International.
That's what's up. Yeah, I like that. All right, we're going to get back into more conversation. Let's get into this song by African Child called Our People, 420 International, on Radio Talk 101.3.
Shall rise some way. All our people shall
Yeah, that was L.I.B. recording artist African Child with the song Our People. I like that groove, man. I really do. And I like the collaboration, you know, a couple of artists on the track, you know. Let me ask you, what inspired that?
I don't know. Let it be known that the song Our People is African Child, Futagata Fofana, and George Ever Living King. And basically, like I was saying earlier, the inspiration came from looking at the state or seeing the things that are happening around us, seeing the way that Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Seeing the way that things are happening around us as far as the suffering and things of that nature that our people are going through right now. So we just came together, and as you heard, we just spoke on the subject and spoke our people out of the suffering.
Right. So, do you have any tours or any concerts or anything coming up?
Yeah, I got a show this Friday. Not this Friday, but on the 17th at this place called Taza Cafe. It's in downtown Rhode Island, and I'm working with a group of other artists with this producer by the name of Dr. X, and he got me,
okay.
African Child. Yeah, he got me and another artist by the name of Daddy Lightning. We opening for the Mystic Gemmas, downtown Providence. That's a cafe on December 17th.
That's what's up, December 17th, downtown Providence. Catch a African Child. Yeah, so what's up? Any new projects in the making coming up?
Yeah, definitely right now I got the mixtape out there called New Beginning. So, you know, definitely look forward to seeing in your area, in your neighborhoods and stuff like that.
Exactly. So you make sure you drop us a copy now.
Oh, no problem. I'm definitely going to be coming down to the ATL next year sometime. So, you know, definitely going to be in that area. I'm going to make sure that it's in that area also. So.
Okay. And any new projects coming up with more collabs, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, we stay doing music, you know. We do music every day. So, you know, I got a lot of work I'm doing right now. Even though I just dropped the mixtape, working on the second one right now. Got songs with Futagata Fofana, you know, got songs with different other artists. I mean, and then it's coming together little by little. That's what it is, you know, one step at a time. That's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, we got a 4-1 on the line. 4-1 on the line. Hold on, caller. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, it's Greetings, Radio Talk, Bismarck, man. It's Pudua, just coming in to show love to African Child, man. Tell everybody to continue supporting him, support the movement, man. Positive music, elevation.
Pudu, what's up, man?
What's going on, folks? What up, Bismarck? What up, African Child?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, all is well, man. I'm just tuning in, man. Just coming to just to show some support, man. That's how we gotta do.
That's what's up.
Man, so y'all continue
That's
doing
what's
up.
African Child Pudu showing you some love, some support, man. That's why
I'm
talking about African. I mean, Liberian artists coming together and supporting one another. Big ups.
Yeah, man, definitely. A huge shout out to Pudu. You know, Pudu got a for all those that don't know, Pudu got a show coming up, you know.
Tomorrow, 3076, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, 3076. Come through, yep. And definitely you're in the Rhode Island area, you just heard Africa Child doing his thing, man. Wow, I'll let y'all continue on the interview, man. So I'm just coming, just popping in and saying what up, man, everybody, man. Thanks, this Marvin, Radio Talk, everybody, thank God. Let's do this.
Yeah, that was L.I.B. recording artist, Spoodle God, dropping in on L.I.B. recording artist, African Child, showing some love. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so African Child.
Yeah.
So let's get into something about you know, our own artists and musicians. You know, that's a lot of problem with just the same thing that went on, support for one another. You know what I'm saying? Showing love for one another. How do you think you the Liberian artists can get together and kind of, you know, solve that issue, you know, where, you know, they can kind of, you know, unite and, you know, work for one another and support one another?
I mean, from my point of view, I already see that happening. It's just that, you know, for a long time it wasn't happening, so people really didn't so it wasn't known. But now it's starting to happen a little by little, you know. And you see LIBs all over are coming together, not only Liberians, but, you know, Africans as a whole are coming together, whether be it in music or be it in every other thing, you know. And it's a good thing. The support especially our Liberians, we ask for you to support us, because a lot of times when you go up and you tell somebody, oh, like, I do music, sometimes they automatically assume what type of music they think you do. They don't even listen to what it is that you might be talking about in the music. They already assume, oh, look at that other piggy, I'm piggy doing hip-hop music, and I probably in there, Jeff Corson all the time, but that's not what it is, you know?
Exactly.
So it's like, it was in the past, it's been a situation where it was never any type of support, but over the years it started to improve. And artists as a whole too, we gotta also come together and support one another.
Exactly. So you're talking about you got that problem going on among the artists as a whole, and you're talking about artists being here, artists being overseas, and artists in Liberia. How do you bridge that gap where you know we can still be one?
Before I answer this question, I want to ask you. I have sent you this song called "Liberians Come Together." I don't know if you still have it or.
Yeah.
I want for you to play that song before we get into the answering of this question, if it's possible or if it's all right with you.
Well, I mean, I appreciate it, but could you please answer it for me? Because that's a very serious question, African Child.
I know. We had
a Liberian recording artist forum the last time, you know what I'm saying? And we had Pudu and a couple of other artists on there, RJ, you know, Chris DeShield. You popped in.
I was there, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, this is a very serious issue.
Yeah, I know. I don't mean any type of disrespect or anything, but the reason why I said that, because the song itself speaks on that. That's why I was saying, but anyway, I still answer it. No, there's no problem. As far as artists coming together and all of that, that's very important. That's very, 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 very important. And us connecting with the artists back home, with the ones back home that are doing, you know what I mean? There's a lot of art. There's a lot of good artists back home that are making good music. Very good music. Yeah, that's making very good music back home. And it's very important, like I said earlier, for us to support one another. Now, the question of how do we connect with the people back home? Well, I just feel like it's gonna happen over time. It's not something that we're gonna all just get together and be like, oh, you know, strategize on there. It's just one of those things that just eventually just gonna connect.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, African child, this is interesting. I like where you're going with this. So before you go any further with that, let's get into the song Sweet Liberia, right?
Yeah, I like that one too.
Well, that's the song you were talking about, right?
No, I said the song Liberians Come Together.
Oh, Liberians Come Together.
Yeah, okay. That song.
Liberians Come Together.
Yep.
Okay. No, we don't have that one here with us today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I
unfortunately, I heard that on Radio International though. But we'll make sure to get that. But let's get into this song. I love this song, Sweet Liberia.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it speaks a lot of volume, and I would like to know what made you to write this song. You know, because the title track speaks a lot of volume. So let's get into the song "Sweet Liberia," the 420 International, right?
Yep.
The same three crew.
Yeah, same three: African Child, George Ever Levy, and Putega Takwa Fina.
All right, you heard it right here from African Child right here on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. Let's get into the song Sweet Liberia, 420 International.
Who give all the weapons? That mama hit Jesus and love to see the vision. Cause Taylor was a prison set free for her session. She from the Prince Charles and how she lived with her conscience. Manipulate minds for her greed, that is nonsense. Oh, yeah, her body is destruction. All over the world is corruption. So tell me why my people fuss. Y'all sit down there like your delight.
Look forward to
some more big things from the 420 crew, not just African Chat, but the whole 420 crew, 420 International, 420 Coalition. It's just one, you know, it's just one group of people. We just got names, you know, so it's like, yeah, man, definitely, yeah, you know, so shout out. A huge shout out to that man, Puruga Takwafina. You know, he was a part of that track, Sweet Liberia, and our people. A huge, huge shout out to Joseph Living back home. You know, he was a part of both track also. And we got a lot of good things in, you know what I mean? We got a lot of good things that we're doing, man. And we definitely cannot do it without the support of our people, the support of people in general, the support of African all over, Americans, wherever you're from, you know. Support. If you like the message in the song, if you like what we're doing, we ask that you support us and support every other artist out there that's doing the same thing. Now, and to all my shout, a huge shout out to every Liberian artist out there, every Liberian period, every African period, you know, definitely, man.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up,
yeah,
man. Hey, make sure when you drop in our new album, you make sure we get a fresh copy, you know?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, Bismar. Matter of fact, a huge shout out to that man Bismar too for everything that he's doing, man. Cause we really appreciate it, man. You giving us an opportunity to, you know what I mean, be able to come on the radio and the internet and say, you know what I mean. In the past, there haven't been a lot of opportunities like what you're doing now. So we definitely appreciate that, and we definitely, me personally, I'm gonna show love every chance I get, cause I appreciate the way you're doing for us, not just me, but everybody else.
That's what's up. We appreciate it, African Child. But just before you get out of here, there's a 401 on the line, Era Code. What's up, 401?
Yeah, what's up? My name is Annette. I'm calling to say some love to African Child. Hey, African Child, what's up? It's Baby Mama. It's stopping by to show some love and support.
Hey, African Child, you got one of your supporters on the line with you?
Yeah, definitely. That's my girl. That's my baby mother. That's, you know what I mean? Definitely. Huge shout out to her. Thank you for calling and showing support. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's all in the family. And, you know, she's been a huge supporter of the whole movement and 420 crew, everybody. And we definitely appreciate everything she's been doing for us, not just me, but all of us.
That's what's up. We appreciate you, Mom.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
If you want to send a request out to anyone or so before you?
I want to send a request out to my dad, Anatua. He's in Dallas, Texas right now. It's a huge shout out to him for being the best dad he could be, and to all my other friends out there.
That's what's up. And we appreciate you, too, here at Radio Talk 101.3, you know, for showing love and support. You know, big ups to you, too.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Hey, African Child.
Yep.
Man, look, we got to get you back here, you know, when you drop that new album, man.
Yeah, definitely. All you got to do is let me know the time, and I'll definitely be back.
But make sure you hit us up when you're dropping that new album so we get the first copy, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, like I said before, yeah, man, like I said before, Radio Talk, Bismar, you're doing big things, man. We appreciate it. And every chance that we can to show love back, we want to show love. So I'm definitely going to get one to you. And that's
all right.
That's what it is right there.
All right. All right. From Radio Talk 101.3 and Bismar, hey, we love you. We appreciate you. Your come true, you know what I'm saying? The interview with you tonight, and I'm sure your fans and supporters out there, you know, had a great time listening to you tonight. And as you can see, the King by show love, and we look forward to getting that new album when it drops and to also have you back here for another interview to talk about it and talk more about your career as it progresses. So we love you, and have a blessed evening. We know it's the weekend, Friday night. Be blessed out there, African Child. You know what I'm saying? Have fun. Big ups to the 420 crew, you know what I'm saying? Hey, wonderful material, man. You guys keep it up, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, man. Thank you. And thank you to everybody out there and show support, you know. Thank you to everyone. Thank you very much.
Any other last words before you get out of here, African Child?
Yeah. First and foremost, like I said, when I first came in, we thank God for everything. And going out, we're going to say the same thing. We thank God for everything that he has done for us and everybody else. Thank God for the inspiration and knowledge and everything. Thank him, and to him we give all praises.
All right, we appreciate you. Keep the positivity, you know what I'm saying? Keep the 420 crew grinding. Hey, and make sure we get that first copy when you drop it, and we'll get you back here on the interview. Have a blessed evening. We love you, man.
All right.
All right. That was African Child, LIB, recording artist, musical ambassador, right here on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. You know, it's Friday night. It's been love. It's always love right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We had a great time. You know, it's Friday night. You're going out there, have some fun, or you're coming in from work. Drive safely. You know, don't drink and drive. Be blessed, you know. Hey, don't text and drive, you know. Hey, remember, Jesus loves you. We love you. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We're going to get out of here with something about African Child, this song, African Child.
Bye.
Radio Talk 101.3. Bismarck will holler at you later. Peace.